It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. From David in Danville, I am a longtime loyal listener of WEKU, and now that I am retired, my preferred listening device is my Android tablet. I have noticed in recent months that the volume of the webcast has gotten lower and lower. Even when I have turned up my tablet volume all the way, it is barely audible more than 2 feet away. I have switched to fellow Kentucky station WFPL a few times, and they are louder, so it is not my device. David, thank you for letting us know. We'll take your advice and check the volume controls and make sure the settings are correct on our web streams. Martha in Lexington wrote, "Last week I was in Washington, D.C. listening to WAMU. I spent about a year out in that area a while back. Every morning during Morning Edition, they play Garrison Keillor's Writer's Almanac. I didn't realize how much I missed it until I heard it again last week. Is this included in the WEKU lineup? I did not find it in a search of your schedule. If not, would you consider airing it?" Well, Martha, I am pleased to let you know that our sister station, Classic 102.1, does air the Writer's Almanac every weekday at 9:01 a.m. We'll take another look at our 88.9 schedule and see if there is a place where we might consider adding it. From Bill in Lexington, "I just tried to donate to WKYL via your website. When I had entered all of my information and clicked the final button, a page came up that said, 'Access denied. You are not authorized to enter this page.' Now, what do I do?" Well, we'll get back with Bill and make sure we figure out what's going on and that we get his donation processed. We are interested in your feedback. Send it by email to weku@eku.edu or leave a voicemail at 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning and in the afternoon on 88.9 WEKU.